Today's daf is daf Ayin Vav, and we were holding in the middle of the sukkah, trying to understand the nature of the psak of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, two different girsaot, as to why it is that kutim would be asurim to be bazebezeh. We didn't quite understand why they wouldn't both have the same status. Neither actually was it clear exactly what the problem of kutim were. So we came yesterday to address the overall issue with kutim. The Gemara said that there's actually three different shitot. We're going to find out that more complicated than that today. But in any event, we had Rabbi Shmuel's approach yesterday, that kutim agere arayot, and not only that, they're also mixed with kohanim that were psulim, either psulei kohuna, machlok, psushanim, or actual psulei kahal. We had Rabbi Akiva's approach, that actually kutim agere emet, and that the kohanim were kosher kohanim. But the only problem that we had with kutim was that they used to darshan, that there was no iser of a yevama, Lechutz, in case she had come to be a Yevama from the marriage of her husband instead of just from the erison. And because of that, since Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh Mamzer Mechayvei Lavim, and here the Yevama Lechutz is a Chiyav Lav, so according to Rabbi Akiva, there were problems with Mamzeres. Okay, that's where we got up to yesterday. And that was all Rabbi Akiva L'shitato. Today, we're up to now the sixth line, V'yesh Omrim. The third shita is l'fisha ein v'kiyim b'tikkei mitzvot, which of course doesn't quite stand on its own as to why that would create isurim. But in any event, the problem over here is that they don't know how it is to keep particular mitzvot. So first let's try to figure out who that is. What shita is this? Man yesh omrim omer avidi baravin. This indeed is the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, which again, we've had the girsaot earlier. Rashi keeps reading Rabbi Eliezer, reference the same to this Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Tanya, when it comes to eating matzah on Pesach, so we have three possible levels. We may not trust your kashrut, so that the matzah may be chametz. We may trust your kashrut, but not your understanding of the need for matzot mitzvah, to be shomer l'shem matzot mitzvah. We're over there, we have a specific mitzvah, shmartem et ha-matzot. And we may indeed have a third level of kashrut in which you not only know how to take care of the problem of chimutz, but we trust you also to use your matzah for our actual seder. So this was a machloket, a three-way machloket, when it came to the dinim of matzah on Pesach. Tanya, matzat kuti muteret, v'adam yotzei b'yedei chuvato b'pesach. So the Tanakhama learns, not only are you allowed to eat the matzah of a kuti, but also, you can rely on it that the matzah was made lishma. Now, the truth is that the kutim were not makbet on lifnei iver lo titen michshol, so they'd be happy to certify the kashrut of their matzah, even though it was chametz. But what it's talking about over here is that you see that the kuti himself is eating this matzah for his seder, so then you're allowed to be yotzei, because then there's no chashash, take it from the same box, so you know that you have the same kosher matzot that he has. So that's the Tanakhama shita. And that means that according to them, they're bekiyim, completely bekiyim, and they're makbid on all of the dikduke mitzvahs. So that's the first shita. Rabbi Eliezer oser, lefisha ein bekiyim bedikduke mitzvot. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot eat it at all. It's not that you're not yotze, because you can't even be sure that it's not chometz, because they don't know bechalal how to be shemer, the matzah even from chimetz. Shemer megam liyalomer, kol mitzvah, shechziku bakutim, Harbei medakting yoter miYisrael. What do you mean they don't know? They know better than you know. So here in the Gemara Chulin explains that the machloket of Yehovah, I mean, isn't he saying the same thing that the Tanakhama says? So the machloket, and the way it's explained in the Gemara Chulin is that according to the Tanakhama, only a mitzvah that is written in the Torah, because they denied the validity of Torah at Shebaal Peh. So if it's a mitzvah that's beferush in the Torah, then you can rely on them that they keep those mitzvot. Masha'ein Kain, if it were only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, or it was halach l'mesh b'sinai, or a pirush of a mitzvah, then they wouldn't be makbid on it because they don't believe in it. Comes along Reb Shimon Gamliel to say that that's not a correct rule, because you're making it seem like there's some kind of solid philosophical background on it. There really isn't. It's like people today. Whatever they keep, they keep. What they don't keep, they don't keep. They don't understand why they keep something and don't keep other things. So the kutin, the things that they keep very well. If you know that they keep them, it doesn't matter if it's the right or the rabbanon, whatever it is. This is their religion. So they keep their religion very well. What does it have to do with whether it's really written in the Torah? You're making it seem like people know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. So Mamela, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, even something that's not written in the Torah, they would keep. There's a machlokas we've shown him there in Chulin as to whether Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying even if it's in the Torah, if you don't have a chazaka that they keep it, that you can't rely on Kutim, or whether that's a given. If it's written in the Torah, he's also moda that they'll keep it. But this is an extension. Okay, there's different shitot there. But in any event, what does that have to do with Arasugya, says the Gemara? Alahachi. Okay, they're getting back now to us. So what does this have to do with Kutim not being allowed to marry? I don't get it. So my Ein Bekiyin. No, so in our sheet, the Hacha is the Vishen Bekiyin Torah Gitin, Kiddushin, Vikidin Girushin. So in other words, over here, what happens is if they're not really knowledgeable about the Dinim, so there may be a Kiddushin, that they'll paskin is not a Kiddushin. It really was a Kiddushin, a Suffolk Kiddushin. They'll be Matrit, the one will go out, marry somebody else, and have Mamzerim. Or maybe Gereshit, they'll claim something as a get when it isn't really a get. They'll allow her to go get married to somebody else. So basically, they get to be full of mamzerim. And therefore, now, if this is a reason not to marry Zebezes, so in Echidami, some Rishonim say that because of that, even though they're Gerim, that actually he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, and that Kal Gerim is Ikre Kal, and that therefore they can't even marry one the other. Others learn that it's a Gezerah because of Yisrael, so they asked it to make it clear that there was Sveikas. Fine. But in any event, we now have three basic approaches. They're Bichlal, not Jewish. They're Jewish, but they've got a problem because of the Mamzerut, Alibet Rabbi Akiva, of a Yevama Lechut, because of the way they darshan the Pasuk. Or we have a Suffolk about their ability to handle properly Dinim of Kiddushin and Yerushin, and therefore they have Mamzerut that's mixed with them. Reb Nachman says that Omer Abba Bar Avua, actually, the problem is not any of those things. The problem is a historical problem, and that is that Mamzer Miachoto, we're going to see that that's what it means, that it's a historical problem, that Mamzer Miachoto Mamzer Mi'eshet Ach Nit Arvuve. What happened is that they got in certain families, and then this spread, of course, throughout the genealogy of the Kutim, that there was a Mamzer born from brother and sister, and a mamzer from an eshet ach that got mixed up in these families. And why are you saying two cases? Mamzer me eshet ach and a mamzer me achoto. I mean, just say mamzer. I mean, does it matter? Meka mashmalam that yesh mamzer mechayve kritut. In other words, we had a mandyama before. It says there's only a mamzer mechayve mita. Okay, so then fine. So then nit nechada. Just tell me the case. According to this, probably the Gemara had a girsa eshet ish. Normally referred to Eshet Ish, Mamzer Mi-Eshet Ish, and Mamzer Mi-Achoto. One talks about Yisrei Karet, the Achoto. One talks about Eshet Ish, the standard of the Chiyuvei Mita. To which the Gemara answers, no, he was coming to tell me a historical event. Ma'aseh Shaya Kachayas of Amela, he listed both of them. Not such an example. Rava Omar, Eved V'Shivcha Nitarvu Behem. Now what happened was, that actually an Eved took over one family, Shifcha got married into another family. I don't get it, but I mean, an Eved's not a problem. I mean, if you're holding that they're Gerim, so then an Eved that's all about Israel, so the blood is kosher anyway. So the only problem you really have is Mishum Shifcha, in other words. So Yisura Mishumai, Mishum Shifcha. So just say so. I mean, why do you mention the Eved? Nit Nechada? No, again, because Ma'aseh Shaya Kachaya. The point is that what there were cases where they got mixed up with Goyim, and it was an Eved and a Shifcha. You're right. In terms of the Isser, we don't need to marry, but we want to remember the locus of the problem, and that was the problem. Zokarei LeKamishna, Hanosei Isha Kohenet. So we have finished discussing the Yuchasim, the problems, the Dinim of the Yuchasim, the overlapping sets, and so on. Now we get onto the Takanot that were made to maintain Yuchasim. So one takana was that if a kohen is coming to marry, and he's marrying into a family of kahuna, sanosei isha kohenet, if he's going to be marrying a woman from the family of kahuna, tzarich livdok achareya arba imahot, sheim shmona. So what we do is, now this big, big machlokas in here about what exactly we're trying to accomplish. But first of all, we have to ask ourselves, why are we only checking her side? Why aren't we checking his side? So if we're checking for psulei kahuna, then the answer is simple, because there's no isser on the females, there's only isser on the males. If we're checking for mamzerut, then of course it would be the same isser on her, so then she would have to check. Why does it only say that he has to check?
My own
Well, no, it won't only be a kohen. It's just that there's different dinim in the different families. We're more or less makbet according to the family. So, I mean, ein achinami. There are those that learn that we're looking for psulei kahuna, chalalut. There's others who learn that the Mishnah is talking about two completely different things. This is Ramban's pshat, and that there's two levels in the Mishnah. One is a search for psulei kahuna, which indeed is a reference to her. But there is also an unstated assumption that you'll have to check for mamzerut, which would be true on both sides. Others learn that we do check for mamzerut along with psulei kahuna, except that we wouldn't be koveya the chiyav to search for mamzerut unless we're already searching for the psulei kahuna, because this whole thing was the extra chashivas of the yichus. Now, we're going to see also, we're not talking about every family that needs a bedika. In other words, if there's a cheskat kashrut, so then ein achinami, without some reason to be bodek, unless there's somebody that's korei arar on that family, that according to the chachamim, we wouldn't need a bedika at all. So that here we'd either be talking about at the end of the sugya, alibi the chachamim, o'argan Rabbi Meir, we'd be talking about a family without a cheskat kashrut, or even more, we might be talking about a family dafka, according to the chachamim, where somebody was korei arar. And there's rumors going around that there's a problem. You want to marry into that family. So then you would need to check now four imahot. And those four imahot boil down to eight women. You're going to have to check.
Because so tzarich livdok acharea arba imahot.
But he's going to need to check, therefore, assuming that there's a problem with the mishpacha, if you're like the chachamim, he's going to have to check four mothers. And if none of those mothers are psulot, two from the mother's side of the kala and two from the father's side of the kala. So in other words, her mother and then the mother also of the father of that mother and then also her father's mother and the mother of the father of the father. And the Gemara is going to discuss why this is all mother-focused. But these four actually end up being eight because we're going to end up, because we need to know about the kashrus of the mother, we're going to need to go ahead and be voting the mother of that mother. So in other words, what we have is Ima, so her mother, the Kala's mother, Aim Ima, which is the mother of that mother. Then we also go to Aim Avi Ima, the mother of her mother's father, and the mother of the mother of the mother of the father of her mother. So those are from the side of now the mother of the Kala. Then from the side of the father of the Kala, Aim Avia Vima, the mother of her father and her mother, the Aim Avi Avia, and the mother of the father of her father, and the mother of that mother. So we're only going to check the Imahot, and it's actually, we call it four, which is eight, because our main focus is a focus on the two sides of the Kala, which would give us four mothers, one from her mother's side and one from her father's side. And then, because we want to be bodek those, so we go up to their mothers, which now gives us an additional four. Because actually, we're only interested in checking her four imahot. The only reason it turns out to be eight is because in order to check those imahot, we need to check the aim of that aim. So really, it's arba, but otherwise we would have just said shmonah straight out. So ema via v'ima. If we're talking about, on the other hand, is taking a wife from a family of Leviyah or Yisraelit, so then we need to bring a additional bedika. We're bodek. Again, it's a little bit of machloket. We'll see later on in the Gemara where this comes from. But the mitzvah is to be bodek one additional mother. Now that, according to Rashi, we mean what we explain later on, which means one mother for each one of the groups that we had, each zug. So in other words, let's take the case of her mother. So we have her mother and her mother's mother. We're going to add one. We're going to go to her mother's mother's mother. And we're going to go each one of the mothers that we listed. We're going to go up one to give the mothers and the mothers of the mothers, which in all would be 12. Now the Rambam actually learns differently. He says, Oda Chat means one additional mother for each side. In other words, so her mother's mother's mother and the mother of the mother of the mother of her father, because that took the place of the mother on the father's side. Which, according to this, according to Rambam Shkrat, he would be bodek 10, meaning five mothers on each side. And this is because the mishpachot of the Levim and Yisraelim obviously are going to be less makpid on mixing than the Mishpachot HaKohanim themselves.
Ein bodkin lo min ha-mizbeach l'mala.
So now, if you started to do the bedika of the mothers, and you find now that, as we needed to check, the father, her father, or the father of the father, or the father of the mother, and so on, if any of those fathers was a Kohen, and he was Mishamish on the Mizbeach, then you don't have to check the mother that would have normally been checked as the mother of that father, or the mother of the mother of that father. We would have assumed that the Beit Din already had checked. So you don't go min ha-Mizbeach v'lamala, and v'lo min ha-Dukhan v'lamala. And if you're checking a Levi, and that Levi was singing on the Dukhan, or playing an instrument on the Dukhan, that's machloket exactly who plays and who sings, but you don't check min ha-Dukhan v'lamala because they used to make sure that only miyuchasim were on the Dukhan. Furthermore, you don't check if somebody was a member of Sanhedrin, they wouldn't have accepted him in Sanhedrin with Psula Yichas, as we'll see. So you don't need to check beyond that. Not only that, but in any case where we have a Misora, that this person's father was now part of the Shotrei HaRabim, which means he was in charge of Dinei Mominus. So even though he wasn't a member of Sanhedrin HaGadol or anything like that, but he was a member of the appointed Batei Dinim that would go around and would care about Dinei Mominus and check things out on a day-to-day level so that people could always have access to legal intervention. So there we'll see, that even though this wasn't true in all places, but it was true in Yerushalayim, that they would only accept Miyuchasi. Furthermore, Gaba'i Tzedaka are also Mesi in the Kuna, Ve'ein Tzarech Livdok Achareim. If they're Gaba'im, you also don't have to check them. Now, the reason that you don't have to check them is not because we won't appoint Gaba'im, who are Psula Yichus. It's because if you're in that position, you're going to get into so many fights that if anybody knows anything about you, it's going to be publicized. And it's exactly like running for president. I mean, if your daughter is pregnant, believe me, they'll know about it. So, Mamela, if this Gabai, because these Gaboim used to go, they would come Erev Shabbos and demand money, and the guy would say, leave me alone, come back on Sunday, I'm busy preparing for Shabbos. They would actually be mashka and walk off with the TV set on Erev Shabbos, and you can imagine the screamings. Exactly. So if there was any kind of psul, then we would have heard about it. So we don't have to check over there. That's right. Reb Yossi Omer, Af Misha Yachatum Aid. If somebody is signed as an aid, or some have chatum without the aid, which would mean that he was a dayan. But Arki Hayishana Shel Tzipori, in the city called Yishana, which was right next to Tzipori, and that city was makbit on who would be able to sign in the court, or who would be able to be made in the court, also has got to be kosher yichas. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas Omer, Af Misha Yamuchtav Bastrat Yashal Melech, you should know that any soldier that was accepted into the actual strategic force of David HaMelech's army needed to be miyuchas, and this we'll see in the Gemara. So why is it, Maishna ben Nashe Batkina? I don't get it. We're saying we check the mother, the mother of the mother. I understand. I mean, the psulim aren't only covered by the mother. Why are you checking mothers? So it's all a question of whose mother was okay. Her mother and her grandmother and her father's mother and her father's mother's mother and her mother's mother. I don't understand why it's all about mothers. Well, it's very simple. Because when women fight, did you ever hear a woman calling another woman a bastard? Never. Strange thing. But they will call them a whore, right? It's very interesting. So it says the Gemara, women will always attack other women in terms of their sexual behavior. Whereas men aren't interested in sexual behavior. They take for granted everybody's whoring around. So therefore, when they want to yell at a person, they attack his yichus. And they will indeed call him a mamzer or whatever else he might be, right? So therefore, the men will always know about it because whenever they get into a fight, it all comes out. Whereas when women get into a fight, maybe it all comes out, but it's not the stuff we're interested in. We're interested in the yichus. So therefore, when women fight with each other, they only fight about the other woman's sexual behavior. If there's some problem of yichus, we don't hear about it. It doesn't interest them. Whereas gavrei, on the contrary, the only thing that they attack each other about are biyuchasin, v'dominsin. So, or of course, they'll say ben zona. Oh, so but then we're talking about the mother again, right? So it's always a question of the mother's behavior, but not the mother's yichus. Okay, so then you got to check the mother. It's amazing how this is so deep in human behavior that it's cross-cultural. So im ita di kamilta it leikala. Okay, so why isn't the woman checking out the man? Why does it say over here only that the man checks out the woman? This again follows what we've been talking about all along here. The Omer of Yoram Rav, lo huzaruki sherot in asel psulim. The iser of all these psulim is only an iser on the kohanim, not on the bat kohen. Now, again, as I mentioned earlier, but what about psulim kol? Wherever you have an iser where one side is a problem, the woman is also a problem. So, as I explained, some are learning that this is the chiddush over here in terms of the chashivas of the yichus for the kohunas in terms of isurei kohuna, not the kind of things that we know about and generally assume the cheskes kashas about, people are makbid. Or once already we make the takana for psulei yichus and of kohuna, we then extend it into other psulei. Or the Ramban's approach, which is unique, that there are two different levels of the Mishnah is only referring to one, but you're supposed to understand what. But obviously, when it comes to other questions of Mamzei Rutz, and then we would check the other side, the Mishnah is just bringing out this element, which was Yichusei Kohuna. But once we made that takana, it's going to be Chal on the women as well. Ravada bar Ava Tani Arbahi Imahot Shehem Shtei Mesre. So the way Ravada bar Ava listed the case, which appeared to be the case of the Mishnah, which is not correct according to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah only has 8, and he's going one additional generation, obviously, to get 12 different mothers that you're going to be looking at. And it gets even worse when you read in a Braita, the Matanita Tana, Arba'im Ahot Shem Sheshesre. That's wild. So how do you get, in other words, you have to have in every one of the four groupings of our Mishnah, right? We have four pairs in our Mishnah. On each one of those, you have to go up two generations, imam and imam. That gets you to 16. Now, Ravada bar Ava, at least you can say, is consistent with the Mishnah, because he will say that the Mishnah also agrees that we go to 12 in a case of Levi of Yisraeli, and that's what I was referring to in my quote from Tanoim. So he was mukim la b'leviyahu bat Yisrael, which the Mishnah agreed, that you're mosif an aleim od akat. This is problematic with the Rambam's approach. That means only 10. But he'd be learning that this is the difference between what we would have said about the Mishnah without now what Ravada bar Ava is saying. Comes on Ravada bar Ava to say, don't think that the Mishnah is only adding the two imahot above her imahot. It's also adding an ima above the father's side as well. So if that's the case, you get to 12. But in Akinami, without Ravada bar Ava, we wouldn't have said that. We would have said we get to 10. That's how the Rambam learns. But the other Braita, how do you get 16? Even if you go to the Levi Bat Yisrael, you don't get 16. So Matnita, apparently, the Braita argues on the Mishnah, Lema Pliga. No, the Braita understands that Mosifin Odachat with Levi and Bat Yisrael is Mosifin Odachat, meaning Od Zugachat. That's how they understand it. So another two generations to each. Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav, look, the whole Mishnah really is simply not Nogea, because it's all going Aliba to Rabbi Meir. This business of requiring a Bedika, I mean, yes, Rabbi Meir, he, a Bechlal, is very makbid on Miyutim and so on and so forth, but the Chachomim hold Kol Mishpachot, that's because it's not Mishnah, like Rabbi Meir, but the Chachomim hold Kol Mishpachot Becheskat Kashrut Ein Omdot. There's never a problem of needing Bedika. Why in the world would you need a Bedika when families are makbid not to marry, and you have no reason to think that they violated the norms of the behavior of being shomer on their yichus? What? This you're quoting as the name of Rav? Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav? Omer Rav Chama Bar Guria Omer Rav Mishatenu Kishikorei Olav Ar. He learns the Mishnah is going to everybody, and this is Rav again, and the Mishnah, not because it's Rabbi Meir who argues in the Chachamim, but rather because we're talking about a case where we can't rely on the Cheskes Kashrus, because there's some Adim that are saying that a Psul was Nisarev in his family. So now you've got to find out that this particular woman that you want to marry is not a offspring of that Psul. So that's certainly, I mean, the Chachamim would be made to that. You can't go with the Cheskes Kashrus. We have Adis that are telling you that something's wrong. You're going to have to look into it. It's certainly Matzah and Bedika. So how could Rav both say that the Mishnah is like Rebbe Meir and also say the Mishnah is talking about Kishkarav Ar, where you don't need to say the Mishnah is like Rebbe Meir because even the Chachamim would agree to that? How do you explain that? Says the Gemara, well, there is no way to explain that. I mean, man de matniha, lo matniha. Obviously, we often have machlokas in between the Talmidim of Rav as to what approach he took. And the one who says this pshat and Rav did not have that other pshat and Rav. Ikad Amri, others say that we misrepresented what the quote was in the first place. There never was a contradiction. There were two things that actually were complementary. That Omer of Yudom Rav Zudev Rebbe Meir, avakachamim arim kol mishpachot b'cheskat kashrut hein amdot. And about that, said Rav Chaim Bar Guria Amar Rav, that even though that's true, but the Chachamim would be moda, not that that's the case in the Mishnah, but that the Chachamim would be moda, that im korea lavar ar, that even the Chachamim would hold tzarek mitol kachra, but ein afinami. The Mishnah's not talking about a case of korea lavar ar. That would be, I mean, sticking something into the Mishnah is completely missing. The Mishnah seems to be saying, minastam, we don't rely on the Chazaka, that's going on with Rabbi Meir. The other statement of Rav was saying, but afal pikein, there are cases where aliva the chachamim, you would require the same bedika that Rabbi Meir requires stam, you would require because of kriyat ar. Okay, then we said ein bot kimin amizbeach v'lamala. Why? Because idel avdu bat kula abimasculate. The beit din, as we'll see later, there was a special beit din that the entire tafkid was to check the kohanim and levim and to make certain that they would be roy for the avodah. There's no way that this guy would have gotten in to do the Aveda without going through the most extensive genealogical checking. My time, huh? Because again, there, the Lishkata Gazita, the people that would be checking and that were experts in genealogy, that's what the Beit Din would do. Velomi Sanhedrin Elamala Maitaima? And why in the world would Sanhedrin be Dafka people that had a clear Yichus? The Tani Rav Yosef, Kishem Shebeidin Menukim Betzedek, in the same way that the Torah insisted that we have to choose Dayanim that are Sone Betza and that are people that are committed to Tzedek and so on, we also have to make sure that they're Menukim Mikol Mum, that they have no Psul Yichus. And therefore, if they were Yosheb B'Sanhedrin, then certainly they don't have a psul of Yifas. And Maremar said, look, there's actually a posik. The posik says, Kulach Yafar Ayati Umum Einbach. So when the posik at Shir HaShirim describes the nature of the Einayim of Yisrael, and this is the Sanhedrin, it says that you're all beautiful and have no blemish. How do you know that doesn't mean physical blemish? The Ema Muma Mamash. Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov, because it says, the truth is, it says, Omakra Vidyatzvu Sham, there where we were selecting the Osfali Shivi Mishvi Ziknei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told that these men should come now to the Omoi Vidyatzvu Sham Imach. They should be together with you. And from that Imach, we learn out Imach Bedomim Lecha. They have to be similar to you. And similar to you, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, means that they're miyukas. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was miyukas in the pasuk. It says exactly who he was, who his parents were, and so on. So they also have to be miyukasim. Yeah, but that's a special case. But the Yomim Mishum Shchinam, and over there, that was a whole special case where they had to come to the Petach HaMoed, and then the Ruach of Nevuah with Sheiron, and that was the Eldad who made that story. And obviously, there may be special requirements for people who are also going to be the Vim. I mean, what does that prove about the nature of a normal Sanhedrin? Om Rav Nachman, Om Akra, there's another pasuk, however, that talks about in Yitro, where Yitro describes the way in which we need to share the burden. There it doesn't talk about the Shekhinah coming, and there it just says, V'shaftu et ha'am b'chol eit, and hakel mi'alecha v'nasu itach. What's the v'nasu itach? That v'nasu itach also means b'domim lecha. So, what does that mean? You're saying that we will not accept a dayan for a simple Beit Din of three and Dine Momenus who isn't miyuchas? Everybody is kosher. If you want to be a member of a Sanhedrin, that needs to be a minimum of 23 dayanim in order to be done Dine Nefashot. So then you have to be miyuchasim. And it says beferish over there, when you say, hakol, What are you referring to? Hakol latuyemai. V'yomer Rav Yehuda latuyem mamzer. It means specifically that even a psul yichus, a mamzer, can be a dayan in a shotre harabim. Amar Rabbi, you're right. This is a unique situation because of the minag in Yerushalayim. We're talking about Birushalayim. V'chein tani Rav Shimon bar Zavdi b'kedushit avei Levi. In Levi's yeshiva, and we found this in other mesechtas as well, but they would write a tosefta, their pirush, basically on the Mishnayos, and the kedusha to Bei Levi was the tosefta, basically the brightot, the collection of brightot, that was in the Beit HaMidrash of Levi, and it said beferish over there, instead of simply saying the din of Shotrei Arabim, it added the word Yerushalayim, because indeed this was a historical artifact. It isn't a din in the Beit Din at all. So they expanded on the Mishnah there. The Gabbai Tzedakah may seem, now certainly you don't have to be a kosher in Yichus to be appointed a Gabbai Tzedakah, do you? Oved Levi, my taima, kiman demansu b'hadi inshe, since they always are fighting with people, the Yomar Mar, mimashkinim ala tzedakah filu b'erev Shabbat. So even on Erev Shabbat, they're going to go out and they're going to drag off a guy's TV. He's not going to be happy. Im ita the eats like kala. The ika eat like kala. If there was some kind of psul, you can be certain that should say ika me milta, then we would have heard about it. Actually, ushpezichti the Ravada Bar Avan, once we're talking already about the appointing of psulei yichus, Ravada Bar Ava used to stay when he was learning in yeshiva. Used to stay with a guy who was a ger, and there was an election for mayor, and he wanted to be mayor, and he and Rav Bibi were fighting. This is the original Bibi election. So he and Rav Bibi were fighting about who's going to be mayor of the town. Actually, it wasn't much of an election since the Sanhedrin of the girl was Gilea, but okay. So anyway, each one of them, Maramar Adna Avina Sararuta Damata, I want to be the one that is in charge of the town. Umaramar Adna Avina Sararuta Damata, I want to be the one who's in charge of the town. So they came to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, so Nino, we learn in a Braita, that when it says in the Torah, Som Tosim Alecha Mikerev Achecha, and the Pasuk ends with an added word of Mikerev Achecha Tosim. It repeats the word, Som Tosim, Mikerev Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech. From that extra Tosim, we learn that Kol Misimot Sha'ata Misim, anything that you are going to make an appointment over other members of Klal Yisrael has to be Mikerev Achecha. So how can you, a ger, now compete against Rav Bibi? Probably Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Rav Ada Bar Abba, who was the yeshiva bocher that was staying in his house, questioned Rav Yosef. It says, wait a minute. Is this true of Filu Imomi Yisrael? Because, I mean, this guy's mother is Jewish. Omar Leir. No, of course not. Imo Israel, Mikerev Achecha Karina. No, then. If that's the case, then he's completely Jewish. Okay, so then I now revise my psak. What we're going to do is, what we always do in these situations, we compromise. All right, you're both right. So, Marla Ayin B'Mila, what we're going to do is Marla Ayin, Rav Bibi, the Gavra Rabu, Ayin B'Mila Dishmaya. Rav Bibi, he is a big Talmud Chacham. He could be the Mashgiach, not of Kashrut. It could be the Mashgiach, make sure people get up for davening, don't sleep in Daf Yomi, and stuff like that. And Mar, Mashen Kane, you, sir, Lion Bimili Damata, you can be in charge of things like taxes and road work, sewage. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like the man says, you know, my wife leaves me in charge of all the important things. And, you know, whether we should have a draft or not have a draft, you know. She takes care of the little things, bank accounts. So Hilkach, so that's my psak. Om Rabbi Hilkach, Manda Mashu Tzurbim Rabbanan. Look, if you're already going to have a Talmud Chacham staying in your house, you know, Bush Bezichne, choose wisely. La'ashrek Rav Ada Bar Abba, don't just take whoever they send you there from the yeshiva. They could send you a loser. Make sure that you got a guy that's going to stick up for you like this, like what happened over here, who knows enough to be able to argue. Taham ha'apich le'deskute. Because here, Rav Ada Bar Abba, he was yod ha'apich le'deskute. Now, Rabbi Zera, we know that Rabbi Zera, of course, got in a big trouble by giving that drasha where everybody stoned him, which Rabbi said was not smart to give a drasha. So, it's actually Some learn that that's the basis of this Gemara. It says Rabbi Zera Matapobahu, he always used to try to appoint Geirin Matafka. So wherever he could, because he had the bad reputation among the Geirin. Rabbi Baravua was also Matapobahu. He also used to be mechabid them and give them a position if it was something that was mutter. Bimarava, however, in Eretz Yisrael, they were very makbid, and they would not appoint to a position of authority anybody who wasn't miyuchas, even afilo reish kuri, which is somebody who has to take care of the kur. The kur is a mita. In other words, somebody who goes around checking weights and measures, puts those little things on the gas pumps. His gas pump was checked by, you know. So even that, he wasn't, well, he could do the actual check, but he couldn't be the one in charge of the commissioner in charge of weights and measures. He couldn't be. And they wouldn't even be make reish kuri lo mukmiminay. Binarda, they wouldn't even make, now, a Resh Gargurta. The Gargurta was the guy who was in charge of water, watering days, where they would make an arrangement. It wasn't enough water to go around, everybody could water on every day. They used to stop the water at a particular point, the water would go to the side of the irrigation, and that would go according to the day. Now, they needed to have somebody that would make sure that people didn't stop up the water on a day that wasn't theirs to prevent the water going downstream to the next guy. That was called the Resh Gargurta. So they wouldn't even appoint him in charge of waterworks. Lo mukmi minay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that even somebody who was signed, or again was an aide, again there's two lashonas in the Archeot, so my timer, because daike, first they would be medayik, your yichus, and then allow you to sign, or maid, according to the other lashon. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, he says, even if he's somebody that's listed among the strategic warhead of David HaMelech, well, he said of the army, Omer of Yoram HaShmuel, he was talking about David HaMelech, B'chayalot shel Beit David, and we see this actually in Divrei HaYamim. Omer of Yosef Maikra, we have this strange posik of Hit Yachasam Batzava Bamilchama. Apparently, they would actually, before going out to war, they would check your yichus. Forget about checking your eyesight. I mean, so they wouldn't let you into the army if you weren't miuchas. Why was that? The time of my Omer of Yoram Rav Kidei Shtei Schutan B'Schutavotam Misayan. Remember that you weren't allowed to go out to the army if you had any avera at all. If you had spoken between your tefillin shel yad and your tefillin shel rosh, forget about it. You were sent home. So there was no problem of needing to claim that you were, you know, manic depressive or anything. You just said, a terrible thing happened to me. I spoke between my children. Home you go! Exactly. Right, so you're out of the army. So since they were very makbid on the schus of the individual, and they were in Beit David's army, they were makbid on the schus that should be also from the parents. And the parents were involved in psula yichus. They wouldn't be carrying the schuyot of the dorot with them. And therefore, they didn't want a guy like that in the army. So we needed schutam v'schut avotam v'sayatam. Says Gemara, well, that's pretty weird, because when you read the list of David HaMelech's giborim, half of them weren't even Jewish. Forget about their yichus. I mean, what about Tzelek Amoni? I mean, you know, who is Tzelek Amoni? I mean, doesn't mean he comes from Ammon? Oh, right. Like we say, oh, that American, we think that he means a guy from America. It means he comes from Borough Park. It means, oh, yeah, the guy came from Ammon. What do you think? He was a guy? He lived in Ammon. Well, what about Uriah Hachiti? I mean, isn't Uriah Hachiti a guy who was from Chet? My love, not him in Chet? No. He used to live in Chet. And what about Itai Hagiti? Don't give me now that Itai came from the city of Gat, okay? Because with that, I know it's not true. You're going to tell me, Itai Hagiti, nah, it was a frumid kid with a long white beard, a black hat for generations, like all Jews had always worn, you know? And that's what you're going to try to tell me. No, this is not going to go over. Because we know that Omer of Nachman, Itai Hagiti, ba ubitla. Problem over there was that the Ammonim had this crown, which was the Anavodah Zorah that they had, which David HaMelech took. The Gemara questions in Masechet Avodah Zarah how David HaMelech was able to use something that was an Avodah Zarah, and it said that Itai Hagiti was an Ovik HaKohen. He was a goy, and a goy can be mevatel an Avodah Zarah of an Ovik HaKohen, which a Jew cannot do. So it says that he actually asked Itai Agiti to go ahead and stomp on the thing and spit at it, and that way to show that he wasn't Makshiv, it's an Avodah Zarah. And then it becomes now Mutter because it's Bittel. So if he were Jewish, how did they use him to be the one to be Mavatel of Avodah Zarah? Not to mention, forget about Itai Agiti. I mean, come on, you guys. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Arba Meot Yeladim Ayulo LeDavid Kulam Bnei Yifat Tor. I mean, David HaMelech had in his army these 400 wild kids, all of whom he had with these Goyish women that he had taken in the course of battle. And these kids, some learned they weren't his personal kids, but then he jumps in, these were his personal kids. So he had actually fathered all of these kids from Goyish women. And he kept them as Goyim. So that because, I mean, he wanted them to look like a bunch of, Italian mafia. I mean, hoodlums, exactly. Kulam is Staprim Kumi. They all had these wild haircuts where they shaved off the skinheads. And the long, Megadlin Blurit, they had these long braids at the back of their head that went down to their waist. I mean, they looked absolutely frightening. Kulam Yoshvim Bekroniot Shalzav. They're all driving gold-plated Jaguars. And Vahoyim Alchim Baroshe Gayasot. They used to go in front over there of the rest of the army. And I mean, when you see these guys coming, believe me, you start shivering. And he kept these guys, Bedavka, to do the dirty work. So I thought you said he didn't even allow. I mean, come on. I mean, he says these guys were the fists. They were the ones who says the Gemara, they didn't really fight. They were the psychological warfare. He put them in front of Azlev Levute Alma. He wanted to scare people. But when it came to the battle, he wouldn't allow them to fight because they don't have Zechus Avotam. Was he going to have mercenaries? A bunch of Goyim fighting. That's like that's like having these Russians in the army.
They were David's kids, and you say that the Yifas Torah was Yoreth.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Rashi, because he holds that you're not allowed to rape a woman. That's Ali B'di Yerushalmi, it's Rashi Shita. So Enochinami, he says they weren't really his. They were just, he had gathered these kids because they all looked like Goyim from various soldiers throughout the year, but certainly not Yuchasim. So, and he put them all together because these looked like, they have these black eyes with it. I mean, they looked terrifying, 7 feet tall, these were all basketball players and stuff, So where's he going to get guys like that? So, but that's Rashi L'shitasai. Others indeed learn that it was his, because they learn that it's mutter to take the woman in the course of the war.
So,
yeah, exactly. It's only later on, after the Geirut, that after the process of the Yerach Yamim and so on.
And that he would have never been Megayim.
Yeah, well, why would he be Megayim? Yeah. Definitely different than our vision of Rabbi Yashiv, let me tell you.
The Reverend Zisha, people were bringing little babies to give a brother, so she grew up to be as strong and healthy as a goy.
There you go. Okay, so this is the Arti Lipiturgi.
Do you get 400 from Esav?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes, we find 400 by the story of Abigail. The Medrash says that those 400 men, the schus of those 400, ended up leaving Esau because it's Halak Ladarko, where it happened to 400 men, never mentions them again. So apparently they were so impressed with Yaakov Avinu with that meeting that they refused to back Esau at that point. It says then David HaMelech, who was an Admoni, which is the Lashon of Edom, says when Shmuel came and met the guy, he says, okay, couldn't be. I mean, this guy's Esau, right? So then it says, Im Yafei Einayim. But he only does things with Einayim, which is Sanhedrin. But you're right, he's a murderer. He's like Esau. So he really had these 400, the same 400 men. In other words, the informational content of the Gilgulim, as they said, represents the same idea of those 400 characters. And there it says, Karbam Meotish.
This is interesting. We view Yaakov as caving in the face of having
Mara talking about it. Doesn't do any good that you profile those
things. Well, first of all, I mean, we have to ask in general, what is the meaning of the four generations? I mean, why four? Bechlal. So, I mean, Enochinami, Rishonim say, Be'ikr, it's just a hakpoda on Yuchas to do what you can. Generally speaking, you're not going to find somebody who knows more than four generations. So, in other words, the elders of your generation will go back four generations. Maximum, according to that Breita, by Leviya Vakuna, you go back six generations. I mean, especially when children got married younger and so on. But more than that, you're not going to find. So they since this whole thing anyway is a chumrah, so they basically have asked you to do what you can. They don't want to be overly matriarch. Are you going to really be able to bring rayas before that? So clearly the whole thing is not that we're really going to be able to be koveya. But I had an experience like that in Sfat. I bumped into a guy, and an old guy, and I had this conversation with him, and he asked me my name. I told him my name. He says, "Really? There used to be a guy here by that name." I said, "Yeah, that was my grandfather." He says, "Oh, I was there at his wedding. Want me to show you where the Sheva Brachos was? I had a bracha." He took me there like it was yesterday. Yeah, he says, "Right up there on the porch." So yeah, that kind of thing, you know, it's certainly fun.
Is there an assumption that you get back four, that the rest of it is good?
No, let's just do what you can. We're assuming that local kriyat arar, the problems, you know, would be nitgalim local. The yesh omrim lefish ein bekiim b'dikduke mitzvot. Man yesh omrim amar v'di baravin. Rabbi Eliezeri, the Tanya. Matzat kuti muteret v'adam yatzeba yedecho v'ato b'pesach even l'gabi shmir lishma. Rabbi Eliezer oser lefish ein bekiim b'dikduke mitzvot. Therefore, you can't even eat the matzah at all. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, kol mitzvah shechziku b'kutim, harbe medakting bo yoter miYisrael. And therefore, for sure, it's even a derabbanan. So what's that have to do with us? Alahachi, my name bekiyim. No, because v'shem bekiyim b'torah kedusha v'gerushin. Omer Reb Nachman, omer Rabba Baravu, mamzer me'achoto, mamzer me'eshet ach nitavu ben. That was the problem. Why does he have to say both of those? Ma'ika mashman. That would, I mean, yesh mamzer mechayv ekritot. So then just say one. Nitnei choda, just say me'achoto. Ma'aseh shaya kachaya. V'rov ha'am revet v'shifan etarvu ben misur v'shumayim shum shivcha. So say so. Nitnei choda. Ma'aseh shaya kachaya. Hanosei isha kohenet tzarek livdok achrei arba imahot shem shmona. Ima ve'im ima. Ve'im avi ima. Ve'ima. Ve'im aviha ve'ima. Ve'im avi avia ve'ima. Leviya ve'yisraelit mazifin aleyem od achat. Ein bodkin lo min ha'mizbeach v'lamala. ולא מן הדוכן ולמעלה, ולא מן הסנהדרין ולמעלה, וכל שהוחזקו אבותיו משוטרי הרבים, ורגבאי צדקה, מייסין לכהונה ודני פרמי, צריך לבדוק אחריהם. רבי יוסי אומר, אף מי שהיה חתום, עד, בערכי אורג'ס חתום, בערכי הישנה של ציפורי. רבי חנינה בן אנטיגנוס אומר, אף מי שהיה מוכתב באסטרטיה של מלך, שטרנצת מבית דוד. מה ישנו בין נשי בתקין על מה ישנו בגבי לא בתקין? נשי דכי מינצו בעדי הדדי בעריות ודמנצו. ואם היא תדעי כמילתא לא התלקה לה. מה שאין כן גבי דכי מינצו בעדי הדדי ביוק עשינו דמינצה. אם היא תדעי כמילתא התלקה לה. ואין עמי תבדוק בי בדידי. מסייע אלה לרב די אומר רבי אומר רב לא הוזרו כשרות לנסה לפסולים. רבד אבר אב, התני ארבע אמהות שהן 12, במתנית התנה ארבע אמהות שהן 16. ספישלם על רבד אבר אב, מוקים לה בלוויה ובת ישראל, which at least makes sense in the Mishnah. But the brayta, name a pliga? No, they understand the Mishnah saying, עוד אחת, meaning עוד זוג אחת. אומר רבי יהודה אומר רב, the whole Mishnah anyway is only דברי רבי מאיר. אבל כחמים אומרים, כל משפחות בחזקת קשרות הן עמדות. What? That's what Rav said. Omer of Chama Bar Guri, Omer Rav, Mishnatenu kishikara alav arar. Well, obviously, manda matneha, lo matneha. Or ikide amri, Omer of Yonam Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Avachachamim Mimrim, kol mishpachot, becheskat kasherot, kashrut enamdot. Well, according to this version of Chama Bar Guri, Omer Rav, wasn't coming to say about Mishnah, it was coming to say about the case of the Chachomim, that im korea lavar ar, then even I'll leave it a Chachomim, it's a Mechilif tok acharea. In bokim, my name is Beach, when I'm all my time, I'll have the bet kolo avi maskelet. Then bokim, lo min aduchen, when I'm all my time, I'll yomar marsha, shama yu yashvim, miyachasei kiuna, o miyachasei leviya. Then bokim, lo misan edri, when I'm all my time, I'll turn over yazik, shem shabay dim, minukim bitzedek, kach minukim mikomum. Omar marim, a mark, micro, kulach yafarayati, umum einbach. Maybe that means mum amamish. Omar vachabre yakov, omar kro, hit yatzvusham imach, imach bedomim lacha. Dilma Mishum Shechina. Amr Rav Nachman, okay, take the pasuk from Yitro. Omar Kro, Hakel mi alecha, v'nasu itach b'domim lecha. Ko Mishu v'zak avadam shetrei arabim, l'mem b'dlo mukbinam yipsuli, v'amino akok sherim ladun dinei ma'amanot, v'ain akok sherim ladun dinei nefashot, v'avina b'amai hakol, latu yimai, Omar Rav Yirah, latu yimam zer. Omar Rabbi, yes, it's referring to only Yerushalayim. Chen tani Reb Shimon bar Zivda b'kiddush levei levi, b'Yerushalayim. Gaboitz tzedakah may seem why. Because given the mansub had the yinshid, yamar mar, memashkinim ala tzedakah, filu berev shabbat, im ita de ika milta it lekala. Ush bezichlin the ravada barava giyora having, vavekaman se iuv rabibi, mar amar anavid nesaruta mata, umar amar anavid nesaruta mata. Hato the kamer of Yosef, omalu tanina som tasim alecha, mikerav achecha tasim, כל משימות שאתה משים, לא יהיה לה מקרב אחריך. אומר לה, רבדה ברבה, ואפילו אמו מישראל? אומר לה, לא, אמו מישראל מקרב אחריך, קרינם בי. Okay, then I change it then. זה יוקח רבי, בדגב רבה, זה ישו במים במילה דשמיה. ומר לה, אם במילה דמטה. אומר הבעיה, you see, he'll go mind the magic term in Rabban and Bush Bezichne, לאשר קרבדה ברבה, דיאדה למהפך לביסקוטי. Rabbi Zera used to be metapabu, Rabbi Baravua was metapabu, whereas Ben Ma'arava, Filoresh Kure Lomuk Miminayo, Ben Harda, Filoresh Kargurta Lomuk Miminayo. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Misha Yav Yakaot Yishana, my timer because Daike Umechatmi. Rabbi Hanina Ben Antignas Omer, even in the Astratia. Omer Vinom Shmuel, he's only referring to Bechayelot Shabbat David. Omer Yosef, take a look, it's a pasuk. Micro, Vidyachasan, Bitzvama Milchama. Time of my Omer Vinom Rab, Kedesh Tehisechutan, Uzechut Avotan Misayatan. Vaikat Seleke Amoni, doesn't that mean the Ati Me'amon? No, it means the Yativ Be'amon. Vaiku Uriachiti, my love the Ati Mechet? No, it means the Yativ Mechet. Vaika Itayagiti, Chitam Achinami, the Yativ Begat. Not to mention the fact that Amr Avinu Marav Arba Meot Yeladim Ayulo LeDavid VeKulam Bnei Yefator Hayu VeKulam Mistaprin Kumi Begadlin Blurit Hayu Kulam Yoshvim BeKroni Ochozor VeYom Alchim Roshei Gayasot VeEin Bale Agrofim Shabbat David Diaz LeVehutei Alma.